This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. It's not an official debate, but the Democrats who would be mayor, including Eric Adams, will gather tonight for what may seem like a debate at the Tribeca Performing Arts Center. Not taking the stage, perhaps the top contender.
It's a mayoral forum, and Mayor Adams is indeed among the lineup of candidates set to go face-to-face with his opponents. And each candidate will talk through their agendas for the city, addressing issues like affordability, housing, healthcare, and education. Political consultant Hank Scheinkopf says among the candidates Mayor Adams has climbed to re-election may be a struggle.
Eric Adams has got a problem, but we know that already based upon the polling data. He's got to stand his ground, and he's going to have to prove between now and June primary day that he is, in fact, kept the promise he said he would keep. Are we better off than we were when he became mayor? He's going to have to prove that.
But there's someone already gaining Democratic endorsement despite not announcing a mayoral run. Folks are already backing former Governor Andrew Cuomo.
They want to be in a position where they'll be second place, come up with a unique argument that gets them at least as an alternative to Andrew Cuomo.
Now, despite his former allegations, reports are swirling of Cuomo's possible campaign announcement this weekend or next week. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Tribeca Performing Arts Center.
Well, a new poll from the Honan Strategy Group found Cuomo has a 26% advantage over the rest of the candidates. A chain reaction had first responders converging on a subway stop up in Inwood and sent more than a dozen people to the hospital.
A one train that pulled into 191st and St. Nick hit an unknown piece of equipment. Then that object hit the third rail. Sparks flew and smoke filled the station. Deputy Assistant Fire Chief Mike Woods.
Just smoke. We had no active fire in the train. It just basically the sparks created by when that object made contact with the third rail created a smoke condition in the station.
18 people had smoke inhalation. 16 were hospitalized. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Inwood.
We're now getting a look at Sunday night's dramatic rescue in Prospect Park Lake. This is from police body cam footage. After officers extended an 8-foot emergency rescue ladder out to a man who had fallen through the ice.
Come on, come on, I got you, don't worry. I got you. You okay?
Come on.
Oh, but I can't feel anything.
Come on, I know.
I can't feel anything.
Come on, I got you. He was in the water for about 5 to 10 minutes.
I don't know.
Officer Chris Ferrante speaking to reporters.
I got out on my stomach, extended the ladder out. My partner had my leg, and we pulled in at the same time, and we were able to get him off the ice.
Yeah, that would be Ferrante and his partner, Officer Luili Baez, who said it could have gone way worse, but turned out to be an amazing day. One of the men convicted of killing Run DMC legend Jam Master Jay was stabbed in prison. Reports saying this happened over the weekend at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where Carl Jordan was involved in a fight involving rival gangs. He and another guy both hospitalized. So far, no official confirmation, and the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment. Facing a $10 million deficit, the Brooklyn Museum has been making cuts, and that sparked a protest.
Brooklyn is a union town.
Brooklyn Museum former employees laid off February 7th want their voices heard.
No layoffs!
rallying just feet away from the front doors in time for a VIP event.
It's a shock to the system.
Joelle Selexin, an editor here for 3 years, is one of many who lost her job.
People were crying in the hallways. It's not a great look and it's not a great feeling.
Wilson Souffrant, a painter who's worked here for 28 years, says this is directly violating their union contract.
They're going to lay off our members without any bargaining.
They're urging the museum staff to speak to their union and come to an agreement. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside the Brooklyn Museum.
Testimony continues today in the trial of a former Nassau County detective accused of moonlighting for the mob. Hector Rosario is accused of helping the Bonanno family shut down an illegal gambling operation by the rival Genovese family that was being run out of a backroom den in a shoe repair shop in Merrick. Rosario is also accused of lying to the FBI and obstructing a grand jury investigation into racketeering. During opening statements yesterday, defense lawyers told the jurors that the witnesses to be called by the prosecution are all former mobsters and are not credible. Hey, a heads up if you have a Gmail account.
Google says it's changing the authentication method on its email service, replacing text message codes with passkeys or those QR codes. The switch, the company says, was prompted by problems with scammers using the SMS technology to spoof user accounts. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, did you get a serious case of the flu this season, despite getting your flu shot? You and a lot of other folks.
This year's flu vaccine was no match for this flu season, with nearly a million people going to the hospital since October. In about half the cases the CDC is tracking with the H3N2 strain of the virus, the vaccine did not work. Doctors say most people have pre-existing immunity to the flu, which can result in different immune responses. They say the H3N2 strain typically has a worse impact on older adults with more hospitalizations.
That's Matt Piper. The World Health Organization recently met to discuss next season's vaccine. They're expected to release a report soon. Eggs are back in the news. Yeah, just what you want to talk about, right? Not the price, though. How to make the ones you have last longer. Food safety expert Jacqueline London tells Inside Edition.
What we want to do is store eggs in the coolest and driest place and darkest place of the fridge. So
back
that
here.
Would be middle shelf in the back.
And that's in their original carton, not in an eggshelf on the door of your fridge where the temperature can fluctuate. If you're storing raw eggs outside their shells, they need to be in a tightly sealed container. If it's yolks only, the American Egg Board says cover them in water to keep them from drying out and then drain the H2O before use. Hard-boiled eggs, those can last up to 1 week in the fridge. As for freezing eggs, that is only if they're out of the shell, with those actually lasting up to a year. The American Egg Board does not recommend freezing either shelled raw eggs or hard-boiled ones. And did you get all that? Yeah, I bet you did.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.